Dear students, welcome all to the module 4 of triangles chapter. I hope you are clear with the topics such as basic proportionality theorem, converse of basic proportionality theorem, and the criteria for similarity of triangles, which were covered in the previous modules. In this module, we will be focusing on areas of similar triangles and prove Pythagoras theorem using similarity of triangles. You have learnt that in two similar triangles, the ratio of their corresponding sides is the same. Do you think there is any relationship between the ratio of their areas and the ratio of their corresponding sides? You know that area is measured in square units. So, you may expect that this ratio is the square of the ratio of their corresponding sides. This is indeed true, and we shall establish this using the theorem which states that the ratio of the areas of two similar triangles is equal to the square of the ratios of their corresponding sides. We will proceed to prove the above theorem. Consider two triangles ABC and PQR such that triangle ABC is similar to triangle PQR. Draw altitudes AM and PN of the triangles ABC and PQR from the vertices A and P respectively. Considering triangle ABC, area of triangle ABC can be obtained by using the formula 1/2 BH, which is half BC into AM. Similarly, area of triangle PQR is equal to half into QR into PN. Dividing the areas of triangle ABC and triangle PQR, we get BC into AM divided by QR into PN. Consider this as the first equation. Since we already know triangle ABC is similar to triangle PQR by AA similarity, their corresponding angles are equal. Hence, angle B is equal to angle Q. Also, since we have drawn altitudes AM and PN of triangle ABC and triangle PQR, we have angle AMB is equal to angle PNQ, which is equal to 90 degrees. This can be visualized using the shaded region in the figures placed in slide number 3. Therefore, triangle ABM is similar to triangle PQN by AA similarity. AM by PN is equal to AB by PQ. Consider this as second equation. Since triangle ABC is similar to triangle PQR, their corresponding sides are proportional. This implies AB by PQ is equal to BC by QR, which is equal to AC by PR. Consider this as third equation. From the equations 1 and 3, we get area of triangle ABC divided by area of triangle PQR is equal to AB divided by PQ into AM divided by PN. From equation 2, area of triangle ABC divided by area of triangle PQR is equal to AB by PQ into AB by PQ, which is equal to AB by PQ the whole square. From equation 3, it is obtained the ratio of area of triangles ABC and triangle PQR. This will now be AB by PQ the whole square, which is equal to BC by QR the whole square, that is equal to AC by PR the whole square. Hence, we have proved the ratio of the areas of two similar triangles is equal to the square of the ratio of their corresponding sides. Students, kindly refer to slide number 5 for a solved example based on area of similarity. Consider a triangle ABC which is right angled at C and CD is perpendicular to AB. Prove that BC square into AD is equal to AC square into BD. Consider triangle ACD and triangle DCB. Let angle A is equal to X. Then angle B is equal to 90 degree minus X as triangle ACB is right angled. In triangle ADC and triangle CDB, angle ADC is equal to angle CDB, that is equal to 90 degree. Angle A is equal to angle DCB, that is equal to X. Therefore, by AA similarity, triangle ACD is similar to triangle DCB. This implies area of triangle ACD divided by area of triangle CBD is equal to AC square divided by BC square. This implies half into AD into CD divided by half into BD into CD, that is equal to AC square by BC square. This implies AD by DB is equal to AC square by BC square. By cross multiplication, BC square into AD is equal to AC square into BD. Now, let us move on to look at similarity of triangles in a right triangle and apply the same to prove the Pythagoras theorem. Consider a right triangle ABC where BD is perpendicular to the hypotenuse AC. We need to prove triangle ADB is similar to triangle ABC. Triangle ABC is similar to triangle BDC and triangle ADB is similar to triangle BDC. Students, please refer slide number 6 to view the triangles which we are going to discuss now. Considering triangle ABC and triangle ADB, we have angle A common among both of them and we have angle ADB is equal to angle ABC as both of them are 90 degrees. Therefore, by AA similarity, triangle ABC is similar to triangle ADB. Similarly, considering triangle ABC and triangle BDC, we have angle C in common among both of them, and we have angle BDC is equal to angle ABC, which is equal to 90 degree. Therefore, by AA similarity, triangle ABC is similar to triangle BDC. If the first triangle ADB is similar to the second triangle ABC and second triangle ABC is similar to the third triangle BDC, then first triangle ADB is similar to the third triangle BDC. This proves the fact that if a perpendicular is drawn from the vertex of the right angle of a right triangle to the hypotenuse, then triangles on both sides of a perpendicular are similar to the whole triangle and to each other. We will now be using above statement to prove Pythagoras' theorem. Take a moment to recap the Pythagoras' theorem that you have already studied in earlier classes. Pythagoras' theorem states that in a right triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. Let us take a right triangle ABC, right angled at B, and prove AC square is equal to AB square plus BC square. Let us now construct a perpendicular BD to the hypotenuse AC. Since triangle ADB is similar to ABC, as I have explained in the previous section, their sides are proportional, which implies AD by AB is equal to AB by AC. By cross multiplication, we get AD into AC is equal to AB square. Consider this as first equation. Similarly, triangle BDC is similar to triangle ABC. Hence, their sides are proportional. CD by BC is equal to BC by AC. Therefore, by cross multiplication, CD into AC is equal to BC square. Consider this as second equation. Let us now add both the equations 1 and 2, which would give us AD into AC plus CD into AC is equal to AB square plus BC square. Taking AC common outside, AC into AD plus CD is equal to AB square plus BC square. Since AD plus CD is equal to AC, we get AC into AC is equal to AB square plus BC square. This gives AC square is equal to AB square plus BC square. Students, kindly refer to slide number 11 for a solved example based on Pythagoras' theorem. In figure, triangle ABC is right angled at B. Side BC is trisected at points D and E. Prove that 8 times AE square is equal to 3 AC square plus 5 AD square. Let us proceed to prove this. D and E are the points of trisection of BC. Hence, BD is equal to BC by 3 and BE is equal to 2BC by 3. Consider this as equation number 1. In a right-angled triangle ABD, using Pythagoras theorem, it is inferred that AD square is equal to AB square plus BD square. Consider this as equation number 2. Similarly, in triangle ABE, AE square is equal to AB square plus BE square. Consider this as equation number 3. Similarly, in triangle ABC, AC square is equal to AB square plus BC square. Consider this as equation number 4. From equation number 2 and 3, we have AD square minus AE square is equal to BD square minus BE square. This implies AD square minus AE square is equal to BC by 3 the whole square minus 2BC by 3 the whole square. This gives AD square minus AE square is equal to BC square by 9 minus 4BC square by 9, which gives minus 3BC square by 9. That is, AE square minus AD square is equal to BC square by 3. Consider this as equation number 5. From third equation and fourth equation, we have AC square minus AE square is equal to BC square minus BE square. That is, BC square minus 4BC square by 9. That gives AC square minus AE square is equal to 5BC square by 9. Consider this as equation number 6. From 5th equation and 6th equation, we get AC square minus AE square is equal to 5 by 3 of AE square minus AD square. By cross multiplication, 3 AC square minus 3 AE square is equal to 5 AE square minus 5 AD square. Hence, we get 8 AE square is equal to 5 AD square plus 3 AC square. Students, let us quickly recap what we had covered in this module. We had proved that the ratio of the areas of two similar triangles is equal to the square of the ratios of their corresponding sides. After this, we had established the fact that if a perpendicular is drawn from the vertex of the right angle of a right triangle to the hypotenuse, then triangles on both sides of the perpendicular are similar to the whole triangle and to each other. Finally, using the above fact, we had proved Pythagoras theorem. I hope the module was useful for all of you, and you all would have got a clear idea of what the above mentioned concepts really mean. Thank you for going through module number 4 of Triangles chapter.